Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you our call back. Yeah, so when we left off, I gave you the pricing and just kind of a full rundown right before that. I know you've had some time to like kind of sit on it. Did you have any questions that came to mind or anything like that?
No. I don't think I do. You said it was $299 a month,
Yes, ma'am.
right? Okay. And for as long as I keep the service.
Right. It's going to be that flat rate. At no point there are additional or hidden fees.
And you'll be doing, and this is for, is it, it's not Google, is it Google Ads specifically, or is that part of it?
This is for Google optimization. So if you look on a
Google optimization.
Google,
Okay.
yeah. Oh, you know, I remember, you know about optimization. Yeah, it's going to be that SEO optimization for Google specifically. We do offer Google Ads, but with people in kind of your case with being so new, I really recommend this package because it's really a foundation builder. It brings some consistent revenue to the point where we have those higher packages that are a little bit higher cost too, but they're more in grasp if we get you at that consistent point of revenue down the road.
Yeah, no, but I just wanted to clarify that. I think you're right about that.
Definitely.
And then if I want, somebody can help me with my website. That no,
Yes.
that's like
Yeah.
included.
Yeah, that's included at no additional cost. The only additional cost is something that doesn't pertain to you because you already have a domain. We'd just be able to use that. So yeah, it's just included with the package.
Okay. Okay.
Would you like to give it a shot and see what we can do for you? I really think you'd like the results.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't honestly been shopping for this or anything, but
Okay. Yeah,
that
I
rate
think
of
this is.
$299 a month is pretty high.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
a
I
good
mean,
value. I know.
yeah, I
It's
mean, one
pleased
job is going to
to.
cover it for the year pretty much. So,
Yeah.
yeah, let's get this started. I'm just going to ask some questions real quick, Sarah, and we'll get all this rolling. For starters, what are your hours of operation looking like right now? More so, when are you going to be, or when do you want to be available for calls to come in?
I think I've got mine. I think I have it set on Angie's List from like 8 to 7 or something, Monday through Saturday,
Okay.
I think,
8 to 7,
is what I
Monday through
have.
Saturday, no Sundays, right?
Right.
Perfect. And so you want to cover pretty much the whole DFW area with this, is that right?
Yeah, I do. At the same time, I mean, it's just me and my crew, you know, so I don't have
Right.
like in back paperwork support, you know, I don't have anything like that.
Right.
So it's
Yeah.
just me doing all that stuff. And I don't, and I know that I can handle it and do it. I just don't want to get blown away by the fire hose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
So.
this is something that isn't going to just be a flip of the switch and suddenly you're flooded with jobs. This is something that gradually builds
Yeah.
up over the course of really 3 months. And then at the point end of
Yeah.
that 90-day threshold is really where things are booming. So you'll be able to kind of build up with it as it goes and be able to take that on as you go. But I think
Okay.
that's a good
And
starting
then.
point just with the demand that's there.
Yeah. And does it go by, like, do you define the region by zip code or what? Or like a mileage radius from
Yeah, so
something
we'd
or?
essentially use your where you're based out of and make out about a 50 mile like service radius out of that. And
okay.
It doesn't
yeah,
have to be, okay. And it doesn't have to be like a secure circle. We're able to do a certain amount
right.
towards the west, east, and what have you. But I definitely think just because of the area you're in, I think that's going to be a perfect start. And like I said, our analytics, the things that we implement, we're going to be able to deep dive into really what areas are bringing you the most work. So that
yeah.
would be interesting.
I'd be interested for that and with that and, or, you know, to see and learn that. I can tell you, you know, I can tell you where, geographically speaking, my business has been coming from or is coming from, you know, but
mm-hmm.
Also prior to starting my own company, I was very familiar with and worked mostly in the middle of the Metroplex, like Colleyville, Grapevine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right in the thick
South
of it.
Lake. Yeah, and it's, anyway, that's where I had a lot of my business when I was at a fence company, but that was just the territory I was assigned, you know, so.
Right, right. And you'll kind of probably see that some of those same trends will carry over. I mean, especially in like the South Lake area, there's just so much residential work out there with money that it's easy
mm-hmm.
to come by. But there's also some other places, especially with all the development that you'll see, that'll bring it through.
Yeah.
And like I said, that app will perfectly outline it. So not only will help you out with that and be able to hone in whatever marketing we're doing for you, but also on the outside
yeah.
of things, if you want to do some physical marketing, I've had my previous clients look at that analytics and be able to target those areas with that as well to really give you that extra push.
Yeah. Okay. And then what about like social media platforms and stuff? Because I know you mentioned Facebook ads.
Right. So you get 400 Facebook ads with this. That's going to be primarily it. We'll do some posts for you if you'd like. We'd really like you to do your posts just so you're kind of like
yeah.
managing that piece of it, but we'll take care of the
mm-hmm.
design and creation of the ads and putting them out there. We'd of course like to use your own pictures and everything that we can of your own to make it really unique to yourself and make them look nice and sleek with your own work. And then also, I don't know if you have it, but if you have your Instagram connected to your business Facebook, those ads will also carry over to Instagram for you as well, if you'd like.
Okay. Well, I don't have a Facebook. I haven't done a Facebook yet, so
okay.
I made myself a Facebook yet. So I got to do that.
Yeah, I'd recommend if you don't have one personally, that's the thing we would need to make a business Facebook. So just make like a really quick one.
I have a personal one.
Okay, then that's all you need.
I just haven't
yeah.
set one up for the business. Yeah.
Okay, and that's the only thing we need is a personal one, and then you have to make one from that. I mean, it won't be associated
right.
with you in any way, and we'll help you through that process. It's very quick. That's no problem for us.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And you would like us to do that website for you, or are you still considering it?
Yeah, you know, I kind of think so. I've got the domain and I've picked a theme and stuff like that, but I just haven't built out the content. So, but yeah, no, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Save you some time, just some effort, and we'll just take over that
yep.
for you. So perfect. Awesome. Now, Sarah, I have your first name spelled here as S-A-R-A-H. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. That's how my sister spells it. And, Yeah. And, what is your last name?
My last name is, well, so I would prefer for it to be listed as Kirkpatrick. I've got, like, that's my prior to marriage name.
Uh-huh.
And I'm divorced now, so.
Gotcha.
My passport says Kirkpatrick, but my driver's license still says Tofan. So technically,
okay.
my social security number and all that stuff is Tofan. So if you need that, then it has to be Tofan.
Okay,
but
Tofan.
I prefer to be Kirkpatrick.
We'll put you, we'll address you as Kirkpatrick, like within internally
cool.
and everything. But as for billing, what would you say the name would be on the card
that's
for that?
Fine. Yeah, it's TOFAN. T-O-F as in Frank. A as in Apple. N as in Nancy.
TOFAN, okay. And what's a good email for you, Sarah?
It's Sarah. SerendiFenceCo.com.
Okay, Sarah at SerendiFenceCo.com.
Yeah.
Awesome. And what is a good billing address for you?
312 Lakeside Drive, Azle, Texas, 76020.
Thank you. And just give me one moment, please. I'm just applying that new in business rate that we have for you. Won't take me but a second. All right. I got that all applied. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
It's a Visa.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. And don't be surprised. It may decline because for whatever reason, this card is stupid sensitive. So
it's okay.
So it's 405-7111-0009-9596.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
0828.
Thank you. And the CV code as well, please.
That is 862.
Thank you. Now, Sarah, at no point are we going to give out your personal information, and we actually give you a business line. It rings directly to you, but it serves as not only to help us with the analytics of things, but as some security, because with this type of exposure, you'll get like a lot of spam and spoof calls. So we put kind of like a filter into this phone number that we're giving you that weeds out a lot of those. But just because of the prevalence of these people on the internet and these scammers, the likelihood of like one or two trickling through could still happen. So what we do is we set up a security question. Essentially, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would just ask us this question, which we'd immediately answer it for you. So we have three different options for that. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
You can do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what's the answer for that?
Alexander.
That's interesting. That's my brother's name.
That's funny. How does that work? Is it like it pre-screens and then I get a call and I pick it up and answer it?
No, in this case, it kind of pre-screens it. It essentially picks up because people don't know this, but spam and spoof callers, they all call from like essentially the same IP or phone numbers. And people mark them as spam and spoof, and that happens repetitively. You get thrown naturally into a database. There's these companies out there that specifically have these databases for those types of callers. So what this software does is has all those databases in memory, so as soon as one of those calls that are associated with them call in, it just doesn't even come through.
Oh, sweet. I like it.
Yeah, it helps out a lot. It helps out a lot. We really want to make sure that if you're utilizing time to pick up a call, which is really the only thing we expect you to do past the setting up period, we want you at least to be talking to a live human being who's genuinely interested in subscribing.
Right.
Now.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's one thing that's kind of difficult about Angie's List is that, and I understand why they do it, but they give a temporary number for the customer.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and I'm sure, you know, which I need to register my phone number as my business name now, probably. But anyway, you know, so it just makes it a little bit harder. And not
yeah,
everybody's
just because the
voicemail
barrier
lists there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so just one more thing I need to do before I'm actually able to process payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service
okay.
agreement. And it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and start that, Sarah. But if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please don't hesitate to stop me. I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Okay.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Serendi Fence Company.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Sarah Kirkpatrick, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Great. Now, if you could, open up your phone contacts for me. I'm going to give you our direct line from here on out. This is going to be the only one we contact you from, as well as how we
okay.
contact you. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Great. That's going to be 877-635-6225. And again, that is 877-635-6225.
Okay.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, with us, it's really crucial in the first 7 days to get any needed documentation for any type of verification or anything you need. These things might include business license or proof of insurance, an application like just to get everything verified. We do ask to have those documents submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to do so, it's going to lengthen the time frame and delay expectations. Do you essentially agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, November 14th, 2025, in the amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payment will automatically renew on the 14th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I gave you, 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right. Processing that now. All right. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you, Sarah, and welcome you on board. I really think this is going to drive some great results for us and honestly just the start of a long-lasting relationship to come. There's just 2 things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick. And as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Now I need to sign in.
We'll set that up with you after the onboarding. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So let's just go ahead and schedule your onboarding. This is going to be a 45-minute to hour-long phone call, just getting all the information that I didn't get from you, so we can get everything rolling for you as soon as possible. And for the available slots today, we have a 3:30, a 4 o'clock, and a 5 o'clock available. Do any of those times work for you today?
Let's do 5.
5? Perfect. Let's go ahead and schedule that. Give me one moment. Can I get your preferred last name again, please?
Yeah, Kirkpatrick, K-I-R-K-P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure I had that down when we're addressing you and we're addressing you properly.
Thanks. I know. I need to fix it.
No, I totally know. I get it. It takes a while to get all that stuff together. I definitely understand. All right. Well, I got you scheduled up for our 5 o'clock onboarding. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that will be conducting the interview and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, Sarah, there's nothing else we need to do currently. Again, welcome to Local Splash. I'm really excited for you. I think this is going to be a great move, and I just can't wait to see the results we bring you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Sarah. You have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak with you here at the end of it to get everything rolling, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Awesome. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.